on. We'll find the winner for the punters. Quickly to Richard Callender. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. You sure those two blokes aren't your mate in disguise, the bloke used to go to movies with, I heard about? Dennis
Fitzy, no. I think it might be a woman. It might be a Lee and Fred Ulk, male and female variety.
Oh, right. I enjoyed that the other day on Today Show. You used to go to the movies with Dennis.
No, I didn't say... You don't listen. I said when he was having his hip surgery, his hip replacement, we went to see Shallow Hal once. One movie. You go to one lousy movie with a bloke. One lousy movie. And the rumours start. All right. Give us a winner. Where are we going? Rose Hill?
Well, I think there's two horses we can back at Rose Hill. In race four, Ins and Outs, I think it gets the best run. And if you're looking for a bit of value for the punters, in race six is a horse called 50 Shades of Grey, ridden by a female jockey, Jess Taylor, who's riding super duper. And I think it's about $11. And I think it'll charge home from the back and give one hell of a sight. 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I was at Rose Hill one day watching Well Hardly Ever from the Connors stable go round when he was beaten into second, and the last race was won by Mark Connors and 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, there you go. There's an omen tip. And the big day in Melbourne, I think we can back Rising Romance there for you and Dennis. I think the track bias was against it at Flemington, and I think it'll be hard to beat in the feature race there tomorrow, the Zipping Classic.
The Zipping Classic, which was race five at 3:25 daylight saving time, okay, TAB number six. Now, just give me the other two in Sydney again, please.
Race four, Ins and Out.
That's TAB number three from the Ryan stable, drawn barrier one, yes.
And race six, 50 Shades of Dennis Fitzgerald.
No, 50 Shades of Grey, which is TAB number 7, ridden by the claiming apprentice. She claims 3 kilos, and Mark Connors is the trainer.
She's riding super duper. And can I give a rap to my taxi driver? He had to wait 15 minutes because I was late doing some work this morning, and he's driving me to a charity luncheon. He's a good man.
Well, I suspect you're paying him.
Oh, yeah, he's getting paid, right? He's getting paid.
Well, funny thing about that, the cab driver normally will do it if you pay him. I'll see you later.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye. Richard Callender there, finding a winner for you. 5 minutes to the news.